Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Thanks for joining me for another Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. Really appreciate all of you joining us. My next guest on the program has a diverse range of experience as both an operator and investor in the cannabis industry. He now operates a company that is at the forefront of modernizing the cannabis and CBD industries with Flora AI, its pioneering platform. And this company is committed to helping retailers navigate and thrive in the rapidly evolving cannabis market. That company is Genetica. I'm here with their CEO, Ben York. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So Genetica has been in the headlines quite a bit. It's going through a few things that you already have made mention of. Now, AI, we've talked quite a bit. We haven't talked too much about, but I'd love to get your take on where we are with it. So Flora Match, most recently, has worked, now has joined with Weed Panion to join forces. And that's a technology platform in Canada. So The objective is to facilitate consumers in finding cannabis products that best suit their needs and individual biochemistry. So you made the point of that it's to help emphasize commitment to helping consumers while empowering brands with data-driven insights. What I want to find out just from the AI standpoint, if you feel like AI in terms of helping consumers understand what products to buy, what suits best, what's suggested of them. We see it in so many other industries. What is it about this that you feel like could be a companion or a replacement to the bud tender or to those giving suggestions from a human component that would work best for based on stats and information aggregation of whatever information that you have to help formulate what a consumer wants?
Yeah, that's a great starting point. I mean, we've actually had this question come up a lot from prospective customers and investors as well. The bud tenders are a critical role in the industry, especially within the retail setting. And our goal, first and foremost, is absolutely not to replace anyone. A lot of people do come to us with that as a next step. It's like, okay, well, we implement your platform. Well, I could probably, reduce headcount here or there. And that's certainly not the goal. The goal is for our tools to enhance and augment the bud tender's existing capabilities. And so by that, I mean, when a consumer walks into the store, the bud tender only has so much info to go off of and making a recommendation, right? And they can't be expected to know every single thing about every person that walks in there, let alone every product that the store carries or, any product that's coming out. They just can't be expected to be up to date on every single thing. So that's why we're trying to give them a little bit of a cheat sheet almost. The consumer walks in, they fill out a quick intake form. And so the bud tender is armed with that information in conversation with the consumer. So they'll know a little bit more about why they're there, what kind of products they're looking for, what they're looking to treat or what kind of headspace they're looking for. And that just leads to a more consultative sale. You know, when you go to a lot of other locations, or I should say other retail environments, and you're browsing shelves, it's natural for someone to come and help you. But this is a really unique industry where the plant doesn't affect everybody in the same manner. And so we can't expect bud tenders to know everyone on that personal level. And this is just a tool to better understand their customers and hopefully perform better as a result as well.
The idea with Flora Match and just in ideas like this, especially with this Canadian partnership, is paving the way for more data-informed and personalized approach to cannabis retail. I can understand where that works for companies to have a better profile or a better idea of what the audience is based on the data and information they have, because in the press release I'm taking from, by bridging the data gap, brands can benefit from a more holistic understanding of their consumer base. Consumers can find products that best cater to their needs. I can see where it happens to help for the business standpoint, for all the research and all the background they can find out as to how to best market, what kind of products need to be marketed towards the right demographic or to the right person. But I mean, how personalized can you get?
Well, you know, nothing's ever going to be a perfect match. And that's just the reality of it. But we're striving to get as close to that as possible. One of the other press releases, oh, actually, I don't know that we've sent this out, so it's a little bit of a sneak preview, but we're working with a company to provide insights around DNA results in the cannabis product recommendations as well. So not everyone's going to be able to upload their DNA results. That's totally fine. But the ones that we are able to link to our recommendation platform, it just gets even that much more accurate. So, you know, our goal is to ask a handful of questions up front to get a better understanding of that individual's, you know, personal biochemistry. And then over time, as they return to stores or new stores as well, where our platform is implemented already, and then entering product feedback, we'll continue to get better matches over time. So it isn't just like necessarily a one and done, fill out the form and you're good to go. You know, we're going to continually improve it through product feedback next time they're in the store. And you know, there may be some gamification or something to incentivize people to fill out those forms and to enter the product feedback. But, you know, so far what we've seen is that people are pretty willing to rate products if they think that it's going to give them a better experience at the end of the day. And, So that, you know, we're never going to get a perfect match, but we're always striving for as close as possible to the best fit. And in all honesty, too, it's as much about avoiding adverse interactions with products as it is creating the perfect one. You know, if someone walks into a store and they have a bad experience, either, you know, with the sales process or the product that they've purchased, we could be turning off a customer that could be a lifelong cannabis consumer and could be a lifelong customer for a specific store. And so even if we're just getting them to the point where it's like, okay, yeah, that was pretty good, but you know, it wasn't perfect. I'd love to try something else. Even that's better than an experience where they're totally turned off to products altogether. So yeah, it's just about helping people navigate a pretty complex and new retail environment in ways that they're not familiar with already.
So Ben, congratulations. First of all, I know I want to make mention of as well that you've been doing a lot of seed funding for Genetica in terms of another round was just completed and the real onus of what this investment is going to be able to do amongst a collective group that helped to invest into Genetica and Flora AI and Flora Match is that you're able to go and expand into more dispensaries across the country, other retailers outside of the cannabis industry. So you want to also try to expand to grocery stores and pharmacies and to launch the software into more than 350 locations in the U.S. and dozens of retail and pharmacy entities intentionally over the next quarter. Now, as of May of this year, another press release reporting on that. What is it about the – did you always have people – when you be able to go ahead and pitch this product out there, talk to me about what it does in terms of – what Flora AI will do with these data points, with this inventory help, because right now you're taking all this information, you're going to be getting personalized. You're going to have it filtered with in-store inventory, customers' dietary habits, activity levels, age, medical conditions, and desired effects. And you'll also look in a lot of areas when it comes to the role of store employees, opening up a potential for upselling and add-on sales, driving revenue growth. So what do you, what, take me inside the boardroom when you give this pitch, what the investors are listening to that are having them buy in, and what is it that is a selling point that makes it where the customers are going to also buy in themselves?
Yeah. So on the investor side, it really is that long-term vision, right? It's about upgrading the retail environment where they're, you know, the next markets we move into beyond cannabis are going to be adjacent to those other categories you mentioned, right? The groceries, stores, and pharmacies. All of those kinds of retailers already have cannabis-derived products, right? That's mostly CBD products on their shelves. Those tend to be pretty high-margin products where those stores have a really tough time selling. The employees in those stores are not trained to sell those products, and oftentimes they sit on shelves and do not get the turnover that they probably should, given the amount of interest in that category. So our Floor & Match product, yes, our first area of deployment is in dispensaries first and foremost, but we're definitely looking at CBD stores, grocery stores, pharmacies, anywhere where there are hemp-derived, cannabis-derived products, we can help increase sales and increase loyalty. And so that's part of the vision that we tell to investors, right? This is the books to our Amazon. You know, cannabis is kind of the books to our Amazon. And so it's the first category that we're looking to revolutionize before we move into other industries. Because the pain points are just that acute, right? I mean, the retail environment has a lot of challenges. There's customers that don't know what they want. There's a high turnover on employees, tough regulations, tight margins. You know, it's really hard to stand out. It's really hard to succeed. And so if we're able to provide a low cost, high ROI software tool that helps to augment their existing staff, see higher average transaction size, higher customer retention, which we're easily seeing in our first few deployments, you know, that's a real value add to retailers. And the stronger that they are and the stronger the connection to the consumer, the better the industry will do as a whole. So, you know, from the investor side, it's more about, you know, what our long-term vision is and how we're looking to elevate the retail environment across industries. But the reason we're starting with cannabis is because the pain points are just that acute, and we know we can help resolve them. We already are in a handful of stores, and, you know, it's only upward for here. The demand for this product is through the roof, to the point where we've had to actually slow things down because, you know, we're just onboarding as fast as we can to meet the demand. So, I'm really excited for the next level of insights that we're able to get from these, next deployments, insights around the actual demographics of the consumers, you know, who's purchasing what, how the employees are performing with specific demographics as well. Just to continue to optimize retailers. You know, they need to be doing as good as possible from a revenue perspective, and we're here to help that.
Stay tuned. We have more Blunt Business coming up after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with the CEO of Genetica, Ben York. Now, there's several approaches that you make when you're talking, for the most part, about the product. And I just want to go through for the website, getgenetica.com. Getgenetica.com. That's a G-E-N-E-T-I-C-A. So there's a few things that you already asked for to foster customer engagement. You have returning customers prompted to rate their previous purchases, consider the data for future purchases, engaging with Flora Match with their smartphones, answering a survey of questions, or recommending 3 to 5 products that are best suited for customers' needs and desires. So there's still quite a bit of input that you're asking for from the customers to help generate and make the AI work. Talk to me about what it is that you do to position those customers to go ahead and follow up on the experience from their first initial visit and say, okay, you know what, you know, let's see what else we could do to get them to buy more and what we can learn more about what they want.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you asked that, because we've deliberately designed our product to be as flexible as possible, because we know no two dispensaries, no two retail environments in general are exactly the same. And so we didn't want to hear in our sales process, like, oh, my store doesn't work that way, so I'm not a good fit for your product. So there's a few different ways that we are able to connect with consumers. One is just the standard, you know, tablet in store. You know, that's kind of the low hanging fruit for stores that already have tablets in the front of the store to check in or just fill in some more information, browse the menu. The challenge with that is we didn't want everyone to have to purchase additional hardware. That's another barrier to adoption that we just wanted to avoid altogether. So if they have it, great. That's one option we can do, but it's not the end all be all. The other option, well, I should say one of the other two options is that we've devised a self-check-in tool. So let's say the line is down the block at a dispensary. You've been there before. You want to check in quickly. You can scan a QR code, and then you're prompted to scan your ID. And so we're taking a look at your ID. We're pulling the information off to create an account. And then you're checked into whatever system that dispensary is using to manage the customers in store. So if it's Dutchie, if it's Jane, you know, whatever, Alpine IQ, we have all those integrations so that when the customer checks in, they're entered into a separate kind of swim lane within one of those systems. And then there's typically kind of like a waiting room process anyway. So you're filling out the form while you're waiting to be paired with the bud tender, and then they'll take you back, and it's just a normal sales process. But then the bud tender already has that much more information to work with the consumer. The third option is actually a text notification as well. So the consumer can check in normally and give the phone number a check-in, and then they'll receive a text notification. Hey, welcome to Ben's Dispensary. Please fill out our intake form to better serve you. You know, something along those lines, so that while they're waiting, again, to see a bud tender, or you know, maybe they just didn't even have time. Maybe they check it out on the way home when they're on, you know, public transit or something like that. You know, their phone open and say, "Oh, you know, I got a text from the dispensary." It doesn't really matter when they fill it out. You know, it's still helpful to understand who's shopping in that store. So that's the third option in terms of how we actually, you know, ingest the consumer information into the platform at the start. And, you know, we'll work with our clients on finding the right fit for their flow. It can be a combination of all three of those options. It can be just one, you know, it depends on their preference, but we've deliberately designed it to be as flexible as possible.
One of the stories I wanted to bring up to you, a story from The Motley Fool that talked about where artificial intelligence could reshape the cannabis industry. And one of the areas is specifically what you're going with when it comes to how most cannabis dispensaries already have a bud tender model. And the idea that the personalized approach now would mean that customers are more likely to have their needs catered to, and positive interactions with staff could help build customer loyalty. But the idea is that those bud tenders, the number of employee hours that would be needed to devote matching products or customers to products, you could have things where, you know, options to where you can have communication that could be programmed to understand a company's products and how each one concerns creates certain results. So the human interaction could be taken a little bit away, and customers wouldn't even need to go to a dispensary to order a cannabis product that's right for them. Staff could be freed up to work on something else. And with the fact that budgeters only make so much in the industry, it's not so much as you would think on salary on average. When they're talking about it's between $25,000 and $36,000 a year, that dispensaries requiring at least a few working on each shift, there would be a labor cost shortage that would help for the short term, but would increase more in the long term. When you look at this, what is it about where you feel like how this could take what the bud tenders are doing? I mean, we've talked already in the program about sampling products, the Costco model, with other guests that have talked about that you're pre-rolled cone manufacturers. The other options of helping the bud tender understand more. And then also, from the medical standpoint, having those bud tenders on board that have more of a medical sense and can be much more erudite or much more understanding of what they're doing. When you look at what the profile should be of the bud tender with the AI model in place, what do you see that as? And what have you been telling other companies that have been wanting to go ahead and invest in Flora Match and Flora AI?
Well, I think you're right about reassigning staff based on needs. So if we are able to free up people's time so that can be better served in other areas within the dispensary, that's great. I think this does kind of tie into our next product though too, which is Flora OS. And the idea there is that this is a tool that sits on top of the existing tech stack and is able to, you know, plug into all those systems and then provide super granular insights on what to pay attention to and what actions to take on any given day. And so when we think about the reorganization and reassignment of roles within a store, or which products to stock, or what the reorder rate looks like, or what types of consumers come in on Tuesday afternoons, right? Like, you know, how do we optimize for all of those different things? And again, it's a similar thing to what I was saying earlier about you can't expect bud tenders to know everything about every single SKU or every single customer that walks in. Same is true for store operators. All of these different systems are totally siloed. They barely talk to each other. And that's primarily a cannabis problem. But just so that the tools don't really interact as well as they do in other industries. But we're developing a tool that connects all of them. And so you can just look at one dashboard and know what's going on across all your tools. And you can start to make adjustments on the fly and day to day to be able to optimize your stores to operate the right way so it's as profitable as possible. Right. If the goal there is to increase transaction size and increase loyalty, OS is also watching the bottom line. Like, yes, it's there to help boost profitability and boost revenue, but it's definitely also watching the cost side of how you're managing your store. And just continuing to tweak and optimize. One of the sample insights I like to give, just because it shows the granularity, is something along the lines of based on historical sales volume, your store is overstaffed for a Wednesday afternoon. You should send Ben home because the demographic mix that's likely to come in today is not his best, is not the type of customer that he serves best. Things like that, so that you're able to pair the right employees with the right people coming in. And maybe that person, to your point earlier, is better. He doesn't even have to go home. Maybe they're on inventory that day or whatever else, So, just continued optimization to make sure that stores are able to survive and thrive.
Now, in the same story, they also make a point, and also you, just to go ahead and follow up on what you were talking about when it comes to Flora OS. So the idea is that retailers are going to have the technology to connect data, and the guidance need to streamline operations and improve profitability. And also removing the need for spreadsheets and calculators. Now, one of the things I talked about in the story from Motley Fool is also about the cost of building brands. So they're talking about selling generational and administrative expenses, which I imagine FloraOS can also provide assistance on, because with the MSOs, they're talking about they had two they referred to as spend of their quarterly revenue. They're publicly traded. 31 and 32% of their expenses goes towards selling general and administrative. And so marketing is significant for them, a third of their business. And so instead of having to work on brand aesthetics, product, photography, and advertising copy, how companies could use AI text generation, image generation, which could make these tasks very quick and efficient. And that cannabis marketing materials could also be a matter of entering a prompt into an AI system and returning a full set of images and product descriptions for the company's wares. So relying on AI to go and do the magic and taking some of that marketing money and putting it back in, investing it back in the business, how much of that marketing investment could be taken off of the budget with a product like yours or with similar AI projects?
So the Flora suite of tools are not designed to exclusively focus on the marketing and branding. You know, I think for MSOs and for brands in general, you know, the cost of highlighting a brand and trying to connect with consumers is never going to go away. But what can change is that whether it's MSOs or just, you know, just regular mom and pop owned dispensaries, the better they know their consumers, the better they can serve them. And so we may not be able to, you know, divert money that is going towards marketing and branding towards another category, but hopefully the insights we're able to provide are able to further optimize that process. So, you know, maybe it may be able to cut some costs, but that's not our primary goal. It is interesting though, you know, you bring up MSOs and watching budgets. It's something that we've seen both in Canada and the US, some of the larger companies really watching their bottom line as much as possible. And it's a really exciting opportunity for us, honestly, because there's a lot of excess in the industry. And part of that's from, you know, regulatory burdens, part of that's from banking issues, you know, all of that. But if we're able to help squeeze out a little bit more of operating profit out of each store for an MSO, then that's meaningful for shareholders as well. And so we are looking to partner with MSOs. We're starting up some of those conversations now. You know, we wanted to focus deliberately on single store and you know, few location operators to start before we move into the MSO category, because you know, their needs are, you know, can be challenging to address. I mean, those are big organizations that have specific demands, and we wanted to build a product suite that works for everyone before we're trying to cater to some of those bigger players in the space. But that definitely is on our roadmap, and we know we can provide meaningful value to them as well.
Stay tuned. We have more Blunt Business coming up after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back. I'm here with Final Questions with Ben York, the CEO of Genetica. The website is getgenetica.com. With what you're doing with Flora Match, which I wanted to put a little more into that because of the fact that you did launch this retail platform back in June. And the idea is, while it's going to go ahead and help to create the matching for different products to recommendations, what is it to be said about those companies that they have other things, they have products on the shelves that are not getting pushed out? They need to let that inventory get pushed out. Is there anything that you have right there to help in terms of the in-store inventory to help so that there are certain products that might not work because in the recommendations or in the matching, they're realizing what products might not work, but still they can't let the what's in the shelf go to waste?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. It's something we've thought about a lot as well. What I would say is that a lot of the bias and it's not intentional, but a lot of the bias and a lot of the reason that products do stay on shelves longer than they might otherwise is because of either a specific brand that stands out for whatever reason, or it's a favorite of the bud tenders or whatever. You know, there's a lot of reasons that certain products fly off the shelves and others don't. What's really cool about Floor Match is that there is no bias, right? It's just looking at the individual based on their answers and what's in stock and the COA level information, and then matching those consumers. So what we might actually start to find is that products that were on the shelves for a long period of time are actually ones that consumers really resonate with. And it's, stripping out all of the bias that is keeping them on the shelves. So we'll start to see how some of that stuff plays out. We don't have the data to point to anything just yet, but I could actually see foresee the opposite happening, where some of that bias is removed and actually products fly off the shelves when they might not have otherwise.
Appreciate you answering all my questions on this, because this was just really a lot of just me brainstorming and just realizing, because I mean, there's a whole lot of talk about AI in the space, and the cannabis industry is just starting to adopt some of this right now. At the moment, have you seen anyone, or are there any companies right now that are really instituting artificial intelligence, any kind of platforms or any kind of usage to a large scale that you've seen that you've been paying attention to before Flora gets out there and is given to all these dispensaries, and also realizing how well it might do for cannabis to take it to the retail and pharmacy sector? What do you see right now of what's been done so far in the space at this moment?
For cannabis, it's yes. Not that much. It's pretty basic's the wrong word, but it's still early days. Let's put it that way, right? If the cannabis industry as a whole is only in the early innings of becoming a mature market and a mature industry, even more so is true for AI itself. And so we're only starting to scratch the surface on what's possible. I'm really excited to see what even the next 6 months holds for cannabis and AI and AI in general. The space is just moving so, so fast that, who knows where we'll be in just a matter of months. I think that's encouraging for us too, right? There's so many opportunities to apply this technology in an industry like cannabis, where, we just want to match people with the right products so that they have healthier, happier lives, so that stores operate better and are more profitable, and that the industry thrives as a whole. That's our goal. And then we can, once we succeed there, we can move on to other markets. One of the things we always say internally is just our toughest job is not boiling the ocean, because there's so much opportunity to apply this technology across the industry. We just have to keep laser focused on these first few products, make sure they're as high as quality as possible, and then move on to the next space and replicate what we've already done in other categories.
Fantastic. Let's go and direct people one more time to the website. So various products we're talking about here, Flora Match that has just been launched, Flora OS soon to launch, and everything about that can be found at getgenetica.com, getgenetica.com. And Ben, just take a minute real quick, just to let people understand what they should be doing before they should go ahead and schedule the demo with either platform, and take the time to go and invest in this and what the benefits will really entail. What can you tell us about that? Just take a minute or two to talk to those potential business owners out there, those dispensary owners, those MSOs, those ISOs that are interested right now listening about investing in your product.
Yeah. What I would say is schedule time. Let's have a conversation. Our close rate is ridiculously high. It's higher than I feel comfortable saying, because when we get on the phones and people see what's possible with our tools, they sign up right away. And that's not an exaggeration. Some of the statistics that we tout in terms of the immediate benefits, there's a roughly a 71% increase in the average transaction size, 63% increase in consumer retention, 116% increase in customer loyalty signups. And that's just within the first few months of using the platform. As retailers start to, as they continue to funnel people into the platform, those numbers will just increase. And so we're really excited to see what happens with this next phase of the product as we roll out to more stores. You know, we're looking to launch in well over 100 over the next month plus, and really take the market by storm. We're focused on these single store operators, make sure we're able to help them out as much as possible, and then turn around and do the same to the big guys, the MSO. So, you know, we're really excited. Can't wait to talk to anyone who's listening, and you know, hopefully we'll work together soon.
Website again is getgenetica.com. And again, here with Ben York, CEO of Genetica, makers of Flora OS and Flora Match. Really do appreciate you talking to me about AI here. This is so early in the game. But I mean, there have been some AI powered products we've talked about here, even on the program. But, you know, there's a lot to learn from this. And for people to get a real exploration on this, I hope people will be encouraged to go to your website and schedule demos to learn more, because there's a lot more that this interview, I couldn't give you the time to even go and explain through. Just too much to go through, but I'm sure people are very inquisitive and very interested and curious. So I hope they take that curiosity and go forward. And Ben, I hope to bring you on back, you know, let us know how things go, and just would love to get an update down the line just to see how this has gone so far once it's launched.
Absolutely. Would love to come back. This has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for the time. And looking forward to connect with anyone afterwards, LinkedIn, online, wherever. Happy to connect.
Very easy. All right. Thank you so much for joining me, Ben. And also, listeners, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even, like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.